This is the Doug Marrone Show.
The Doug Marrone Show.
Former Jaguar Jeff Loggeman and JP Shadrick discuss the latest Jaguars news with the head coach. The Doug Marrone Show starts right now.
We're off and running a bi-week edition of the Doug Marrone Show. JP Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman. We'll hear from head coach Doug Marrone tonight, an interview from earlier in the week. We'll break down the first half of the season. The Jags are 4-3 at the bye. They've got a linebacker locked in now for four more years.
Money's flying around.
Just throwing money everywhere. Making it rain around here.
Well, it was, you're talking about the signing of Telvin Smith to an extension. And a fine football player. And, you know, when you talk about prototypical NFL linebackers, the height, weight, size of Telvin Smith doesn't really do it. You know, he's got the height. He's got the speed. But the size, I mean, who would have thought that a linebacker could really play at a high level weighing 215 pounds? But Telvin Smith does. And he's got great instincts. He works hard. He has leadership skills. And I think the most impressive thing is that he's got great instincts, and the speed allows the instincts to do other things that linebackers typically don't do. He can avoid a lot of contact. And he doesn't have to use the lack of size to fight through blockers because he's so quick and he's so fast that he can run under, he can run around, and he can get back into position. And that makes him very unique. And there's one other linebacker in the league that I think that's playing like him, and that would be Ryan Shazier of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Ryan Shazier is playing, I think, at Pro Bowl level, high level. I think Telvin Smith is playing at a Pro Bowl level. But they're very unique just because of the great speed that they have. I mean, Ryan Shazier is a legitimate 4.4 guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Telvin Smith is 4.4.
Pretty darn fast.
But he's right there with Ryan Shazier. Yeah. I mean, he's that fast. And when you have two linebackers, as you do with Miles Jack and Telvin Smith, and their great speed, there's not a team that has a back or tight end to where they feel like, okay, we're going to take advantage of these linebackers. We're going to isolate them. We're going to put our back out there. We're going to isolate them in space because, these two linebackers, Miles Jack and Telvin Smith, they just got great speed and the ability to cover. And I'm sure it's very frustrating to a lot of offensive coordinators.
Yeah, and the height and the weight and all that, late-round draft pick, that doesn't measure what's behind the pocket of his shirt, that heart that's inside of Telvin Smith. It comes out, and if you see him mic'd up on Jaguars.com from time to time, you can tell it on there. You can tell it in the locker room. The teammates respond to him. It's not just the play on the field. It's the way he approaches every day coming to work. I think that's a big part of this thing.
No doubt, because, I mean, you don't pay, $50 million contracts to guys that, come to work, punch clock, play well themselves and don't make those around
That's
him
right.
better.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way. I mean, you want to get players that make those around him better, and I think Telvin Smith does that. And, he's right at the peak or the prime of where his leadership can kind of come out. Because when you're a young player, it's very difficult. I mean, you have to have a very unique player to come in as a rookie and show great leadership skill. And so now you have some guys that are starting to grow into that category as far as, the number of years of service in the league, in that fourth and fifth year, Brandon Linder, Telvin Smith. I mean, those type of guys are certainly guys that you want to keep and guys that you want to build around and guys that can make those around him better or them better.
So he signed the deal in the final year of his rookie contract, fifth round pick, and a guy from Valdosta, Georgia, who worked his way up through Florida State. Fifth-round pick for the Jags, as we said, and has just found a role here, found a way to stay around and be very, very much more than relevant, a very important part of this defense. And now it's 4 years, reported $50 million, upwards to $50 million.
Well, and the challenge now is to not let that change you, to not let that change the way you play, to become content or any of that. And, I mean, that's hard sometimes for a lot of guys that have been around the league. They get a contract, they think they've arrived, and they have a tendency to take the foot off the gas a little bit. And I don't expect that out of Telvin Smith. Telvin Smith loves football. And when you have players that love football, those are the guys that you want to pay. And, I think the one thing I think that has really impressed me of watching Telvin Smith over the last couple of years is in the first couple of years, you would see him with great speed and play with great speed. but you never really saw him, what I say, be a miser with his steps. In other words, be very sure of where he needs to go. And I think now you're starting to see him anticipate things. You can tell that he's comfortable in the defense. The consistency in the defensive system under Todd Walsh, I think, has helped him. And he can tell that, you know, much like an A.J. Boye, who I talked earlier about this week, where you can just see that he puts in the time, he studies film. You can see that with Telvin Smith, that he puts some time in, he studies film. He's got a great instinctual ability to read a play. And just watching him run, I mean, when you watch film and you're watching a wide shot or you're watching an end zone shot and you're just seeing how fast everybody moves on the screen, he is so fast. And I'm talking fast like wide receiver, you know, elite running back fast. And that's just very special and very unique. And when you're a defensive coordinator, when you have linebackers that can run, it gives you a lot of flexibility to do different things in coverage to where you might have a Telvin Smith covering a wide receiver down the field 20, 25 yards, and you feel good about it, which, you know, the days of a linebacker weighing 240, 250 pounds, and you're going, okay, you know, we might have to ask him to cover a wide receiver on a racer route. You know, and a racer route is, you know, you got one receiver coming from, you know, the left side of the field, and he's running about a, you know, 15, 20-yard route all the way to the other side of the field. And, you know, linebackers of old couldn't do that.
That's right.
And Telvin Smith and Miles Jack, they can do that. Telvin Smith can do it no problem at all.
Visit with Doug Marrone coming up in the next couple of segments here on the Doug Marrone Show. We'll recap the first half of the Jaguars season with the head coach. All right, so Telvin's locked up. Who's next, Jeff?
Would you
do anybody else before the season's over?
Well, I mean, look, you always want to reward those that are coming up as far as their contracts are going to be up and they're playing well. And they have consistently played well, not just, you know, a one-year wonder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Allen Robinson comes to mind. You know, even though he has an injury, he's going to be coming back from an ACL. You know, he's a guy that you'd like to go ahead and ensure for this football team that his services are going to be available in the coming years. And the reason I say that is, you know, we've seen an offensive attack that at times the wide receivers are struggling to get open, and Allen Robinson was the best of the bunch. You know, so you want to keep the best players that you can. But at the same token, you don't want to have to overpay. And as if you're Allen Robinson, you're not going to be underpaid. You know, so there's got to be kind of a happy median. And will they be able to reach that? I don't know. Are discussions happening? I don't know. Aaron Colvin's another one that comes to mind just because, you know, right now the secondary has a very strong chemistry. But Aaron Colvin is a nickel. Is Aaron Colvin looking to be paid like a potential starter? And if I'm Aaron Colvin,
yeah,
you got to go and test the market to find out. You know, and these are conversations, obviously, that, you know, a lot of fans don't want to hear. A lot of players don't want to talk about it because, you know, you're right in the middle of the season. And so there's a topic that you just, you know, you don't want to jinx yourself and have any conversations about that. But and you like to keep some continuity in the back end. You know, because once you get past the starters,
mm-hmm.
are you excited about anybody else in that secondary? You're really not.
Not like those three. No.
Well, like those five. Well, I say five, second, you know, counting the two safeties too,
sure. too.
But, I mean, once you get past those five guys – There's not an up-and-coming guy that they're developing that you say, man, he's really shown some flashes or he's got some skills. You know, to be honest with you, I think if you cut, you know, the guys that are behind Aaron Colvin, Jalen Ramsey, and A.J. Boye, it probably wouldn't even be a blip on the radar screen. And to be honest with you, I don't think it would impact this team all that much. If they had an injury and one of these guys was required to play, I think a lot of those guys that are in that backup role, at some point you need to find that young player that is all of a sudden, you, as a coach, you start to say, you know what, we need to start finding a way to get him on the field, you know, somebody to compete for playing time, not with A.J. Boye and Jalen Ramsey because it's going to be hard to find somebody to compete with those two, but somebody that could compete for time with Aaron Colvin.
You mentioned Allen Robinson a moment ago. Tomorrow on Jaguars.com, the first installment of the miniseries called The Fight with Allen Robinson going through ACL rehab. So Jaguars.com exclusive starting tomorrow. A-Rob is part of the production of that as well.
Good.
So Patrick Cavanaugh, Dave DeCandis, Brian Sexton, the whole crew, Max Hockman have done some great work, and they'll continue to do great work with A-Rob. So check it out tomorrow on Jaguars.com. When we return, a visit with head coach Doug Marrone. The Jags are 4-3 at the bye week. We'll break down the offensive part of this football team for the Jags heading into Week 8. This is the Doug Marrone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Don't miss brand new live in concert Friday, October 27th at Daly's Place. This is the perfect kickoff to the Florida-Georgia game weekend. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss brand new, live, in concert, Friday, October 27th at Daly's Place.
At EverBank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
We all love our team. We all love our city. And we all love our favorite Jaguars player. So if you're a fan, you have to check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics.com is the place for the best fan gear from the game's most trusted brands. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. Fanatics.com has the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Officially licensed everything for every fan. Fanatics. Love never loses.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marrone Show continues right now.
Bi-week edition of the Doug Marrone Show. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. We'll hear from the Jaguars head coach in just a moment, in fact. Jeff, the Jags are 4-3 at the bye week. And as we were kind of discussing during the break, if you'd have asked a quiz of Jaguars media personalities, folks who follow the team on a regular basis, and said, "Would you take? Could this team be 4-3 at the bye?" 80% would have said, "No way!" Right?
Well, it's interesting in that, you know, when training camp started and it started training camp, you know, we always talk. You know, what can this team achieve? You know, win loss record wise. And I think, you know, a lot of opinions were, you know, scattered around between 6 and 8, you know, maybe 9 being on the high side. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was of the opinion somewhere right around 500, you know, which would have been progress. You know, they won 3 games last year.
That's great and, progress, actually.
And then as the preseason kind of started to roll along, that number in my mind started to drop. Because instead of having questions answered, we started having more questions pop up in the preseason. Questions about the play of the quarterback. Questions about the offensive line.
Right.
Questions about the health of Leonard Fournette. We didn't really see him in the preseason. The question of, okay, they're saying they're going to run the ball, but the offensive line wasn't playing all that great in the preseason, and the running back wasn't available. Okay, well, the defense we thought could be good, but we hadn't seen the secondary play together as a whole the entire preseason or in the OTAs or in training camp or anything. So there were so many questions in preseason. In my mind, that number started to fall from 8 to, you know, 6-ish, you know. And then all of a sudden, they came out of the blocks and hammered Houston. And I think the thing that has impressed me the most is the way that the coaching staff from the very beginning with Tom Coughlin and Doug Marrone, when they set the standard saying, we are going to be a physical football team, and we're going to run the football. That's easy to say, That's not easy to accomplish. And so I give them all the credit in the world for changing the mindset of this football team, and that the team started to believe that that's what we have to do to win. And then the defense started to believe and understand that we're going to be playing some tight games, and so we have to be good. And the defense took that challenge, and they started to play very well. And look, they're not there yet to where they can be.
Yeah.
But certainly impressive to get to 4-3 at the bye.
Could be better, could be worse for head coach Doug Marrone heading into week 8.
Head coach Doug Marrone with us, 4-3 at the bye. It's a good place to be, I guess, right?
Well, I think you always want to, you know, you want more, you know, and you look back and you're like, gosh, we could have done this or could have done that. And you only look at it one way, but it could also go the other way. But I think that, you know, in the games we've won, you know, by playing well in all three phases and being very consistent. And the games we've lost, we've all contributed to those losses. And it's a matter of, you know, creating that consistency and coming back and taking a good look at, you know, what we're doing well, what we need to improve upon. Make sure we work on it. Make sure that the things in these past 7 games, you know, that have come up where we maybe have not taken advantage of the opportunity, make sure if they come up again, we can take advantage of it or, again, you know, be ahead of it.
This week especially, do you spend that time looking back before you guys get out of town, or do you do it when you come back on Sunday, Monday, ahead of the next game? How do you balance the schedule this week for the coaches?
Well, the schedule right now, basically, what I look at from a player standpoint is, hey, listen, let's get everyone refreshed. Give their bodies a chance to rest, because obviously we've gone through, you know, a tough training camp. We practiced against 2 football teams. You know, we had the preseason games, and then obviously we started the season and gone 7 straight, and we've traveled quite a bit. So, you know, you want to make sure that the players are lifting, they're running, they're getting their bodies back to where they feel good about themselves, because it's very difficult to play a full year at 100%. No one really does that. Then from a coaching standpoint, we're looking at, you know, all 3 phases of, you know, one standpoint, personnel, you know, do we have the right personnel in, you know, the right guys in the game? And 2, we put them in the right position. You know, what are we doing well, what we're not doing well? What do we think we need to do maybe differently, you know, to make us a better football team? You know, is that something that we should explore and look at to see, you know, when the players come back? And it's all, you know, geared to, you know, what's going to give us a great chance to win football games with, you know, the 9 games we have left in this season.
Doug Marrone with us, Jaguars head coach. The offense, let's start there last week. There was a big running attack here, of course, the best rushing attack in football. But the challenge was to see how you could mix it up on offense and push the ball down the field. You guys did that last week. Blake Bortles had his best game of the season, 330 yards through the air. Now the trick is to do it again that way, right, and keep that consistent.
Well, obviously, you know, it is, and you know, we were getting situations where, you know, it was real, you know, real heavy boxes. You know, everyone really geared up to stop the run. And we were able to, you know, to continue to run the football, but we thought that, you know, we had to, you know, look to get the ball further down the field with some of the play action and really put a lot of time in it and work on it. Not that we haven't before, but one of the things that we were able to do, and one of the reasons why we were able to take those shots where maybe some people would look at and say, well, they really haven't done that before, is that we were able to hold up from a protection standpoint and we're able to win on the outside. And that's why I think a lot of times people look at the calls or look at, you know, the players. But, you know, collectively, we've got to hold up in protection and create a clean pocket. We've got to make sure that we can deliver the ball. We've got to make sure that we're able to come open and have a good area, you know, to that target that he's able to go ahead and catch it. I think when you look at the first, you know, couple of drives of the last game, we're able to get those big chunk plays that enabled us to score points. And that's something that, you know, obviously you have to do to win in this league.
You mentioned the clean pocket a couple of times there. There were 2 guys on the offensive line. The regular starters were out. Lender's been out for the last few weeks. Cam Robinson goes down on the second play from scrimmage. But Shatley's come in and played well at center. Wells comes off the bench in a pinch in that game and plays well. I know that's close to your heart to have guys ready to go. Next man up is a real thing around here. And that showed, especially in the offensive line, the last few weeks.
Well, I think it has. I think it showed in the offensive line. I think that T.J. Yeldon did an outstanding job coming in also, you know, with even, you know, really limited amount of carries, you know, just for the game itself, nine, and not having any carries, you know, coming in. He's, like I said before, he's someone that, you know, we wanted to get up on game day. We were happy with him. We know he's a good football player, but it was difficult, you know, for us to get him up. But, you know, obviously it lent it up, and he came in, and he's kind of just filled right in. So, you know, that's a credit for him, you know, being ready for that. And like you said before, you know, Shatley's come in these past couple of games and really battled and competed and given us a chance to play well and be successful. And then, you know, now you lose, you know, those are two big pieces. You always say probably the two most important pieces to an offensive line in general is going to be your center and your left tackle. So, you know, Cam gets hurt the second play of the game, and then all of a sudden, you know, Josh, he just runs out there, and he's got to be ready to go. So, you know, he battled his butt off and really did a nice job for us and didn't make any mistakes out there. That's the one thing you worry about, because what people, I think, on the outside don't get is they don't really get a lot of reps during the week in that situation. In other words, so TJ was able to get reps because Leonard wasn't practicing. Shatley was able to get reps because Linda wasn't practicing. But, you know, Cam had taken the majority of all the reps. So he saw the looks and all that stuff. And then, you know, you put Josh out there. And, you know, that's the other thing I think some people don't look at. And he did an outstanding job in that.
Head coach Doug Marrone from a little earlier this week. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. Next man up is a real thing on this offense. We certainly saw that last week against Indianapolis. It's been the case on the O-line all year. But in a pinch, second play of the game, the starting left tackle goes down. Wells comes in and doesn't miss a beat.
No, and he did a good job. He didn't do a great job. You know, he's not Cam Robinson. I just want to make that very clear because there's been a lot of people that have asked me, that, hey, you know, Shatley's playing well, right? You know, when he comes back, you know, do you mix the offensive lineup a little bit, maybe have Linder somewhere else? No. You know, Linder is a starter because he's the best center on this football team. You know, Cam Robinson is the starter at left tackle because he's the best left tackle. And, you know, Doug talked about the lack of reps for Wellsie, Josh Wells, and he's right. You know, because Wells is essentially getting the scout team looks for the defense for almost the majority of the practice. And not only is he getting the majority of the scout team looks, he's getting scout team looks at left tackle, and he's getting scout team looks at right tackle because on game day, he's the swing guy. He has to be able to play right or he has to play left. You know, so that's not an easy thing to do for a guy like Josh Wells. But the other thing that's kind of probably beneficial, Wells, he doesn't have time to think about it, right? You know, so you go into a game, you're like, okay, I got to be ready. Go. And you think you're ready. Well, then all of a sudden, coach says, hey, you're in. You're like, okay. You know, you go in and you don't have any, you know, anxiety, worry, or anything like that. It's time to play football.
We'll come back with the second part of the interview with head coach Doug Marrone. We'll get into the defense a little bit and some comparisons to some of the great defenses of the mid-'80s. Yeah, we'll see.
You're going to go there?
Oh, we went there. Okay. We'll see what Doug said about it. This is the Doug Marrone Show on Jaguars Radio.
Don't miss Brand New, live in concert, Friday, October 27th at Daly's Place. This is the perfect kickoff to the Florida-Georgia game weekend. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Brand New, live in concert, Friday, October 27th at Daly's Place.
How do you become the official truck of the NFL? You make it tough with high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy. You make it smart with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. You make it for work. And the weekend. Ford F-Series. Making tough jobs easier year after year. That's how you become America's best-selling truck 40 years straight. Score one at your local Ford dealer.
Hi, I'm Jacksonville Jaguars General Manager Dave Caldwell. Did you know you can ride your bike to every Jaguars home game and valet park it for free? Stop by our bicycle check-in tent sponsored by Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow, near Gate 1 at Everbank Field. An on-duty Zen Cog bike professional will park your bike and ensure it's secure during the game. When the game is over, return your claim ticket to pick up your bike. For cycling safety tips, visit alerttodayflorida.com. Remember, Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. Go Jags.
Jags fans, your favorite bag boys are back in town. Don't miss out on loads of fun when Jaguars players make appearances at select Publix locations on November 14th to help bag your groceries on behalf of Tide. The Jaguars know even amateur-level athletes can get a professional-level stink, so they want you to use Tide Pods after your big game. Come out to Publix in the St. John's Town Center and at Reedy Branch off Bay Meadows Road on November 14th and purchase Tide Pods. You'll get a Jaguars reusable grocery bag and meet some Jaguars players.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. The Doug Marone Show continues right now.
Bi-week edition of the Doug Marone Show. JP Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. We'll hear from head coach Doug Marone coming up. We'll also get a follow-up from the head coach on the offensive line talk and his memories of playing that position. We're about to hear about the defense. There are a lot of comparisons now. The 84 Bears defense flashed up on record book screens last week when the Jags had another 10-sack game. So,
which the 84 Bears were the last team to have two games in a season.
That's
with,
right.
With 10 sacks.
One of only two ever if you count the 67 Raiders as well. So, and the Jags are on pace to break their single-season sack record. It's going to take a lot to do. So you're going to hear about
these 10-sack
games
don't come along very often. And so that's kind of skewing the average a little bit.
I know. I'm just saying it's out there.
No, it's out there. I get it.
And they're playing well in spots. There's a long way to go for this Jaguars defense. But a lot of guys down last week for this Jaguars team, injuries, including Cam Robinson. And as we said, Josh Wells came on in a moment's notice and played pretty well. And we caught up with Doug Marone earlier this week about that offensive line play and some of his memories in that situation.
Do you remember your first moment as a player when that happened for you? Maybe you had to, you know, you fought your way up through football as an offensive lineman. Was there a point, oh gosh, I got to go in and play now? Do you remember that first moment for you?
No, I was always the best player. So I never had to worry about that.
Oh, yes.
JP, no. No, I think, you know, I remember the first time starting in college. I think that's a good way. And you know, we were going out. We were on the road. And I'll never forget, you know, how I felt, the anxiety or the butterflies before the game. And you get out there and you're thinking, okay, oh, my gosh, this is my first game. I don't want to make a mistake. And you go through that. And then all of a sudden, you know, you play your second game. I remember the second game thinking, what the heck was I thinking that first game? Why was I so worried? Let's just go out there and play. But I think it's something that we all handle individually, you know, a different way. And I think when you look back, you go, what was I thinking? Why was I worried? Or why, you know, I was prepared. I worked so hard. We as coaches try to make sure we explain that to players and do it. But I still think individually you got to go out there and handle it, you know, the way you think is best for yourself. But, you know, the one thing I have learned, and I always tell this to even young kids and when I talk to high schools, is, you know, if you go out there and you're always worried about making a mistake, you're never going to be as good as you should be. And I don't care what sport it is. I think that if you put into practice and you work extremely hard and you're prepared for it, you look forward to the opportunity to show, you know, how that hard work and everything's paid off. And I think that's been with me from when I was a young kid that my coaches tried to instill in me. And it's something that I try to tell, you know, both youth players, you know, both boys and girls, men and female athletes, whoever it may be. And I think it's something that if they can work on that aspect of it and put the work in, there's a great chance for them to be successful.
Final thoughts with head coach Doug Marone here. We're hearing a lot about the 1984 Bears all of a sudden, coach. A little early, a little premature for that, you think? I mean, it's a good group so far, but that was a really good group in 84, right?
Well, I've gotten this question twice now. This is the third time, and I'm just going to say one thing, and I'm going to answer this question the same way I've answered the other ones. Stop. Let's stop. We're happy with what our players are doing. It's obviously it's been productive. It's obviously something that we want to keep going. But we want to be the 2017 Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that, you know, I can make light of, you know, listen, I played against that Bears defense in my first year, you know, when I was down there in Miami. So, you know, I know the players that were on that team, and they were great players. And we feel that we have, you know, great players here. But the one thing about the Bears team, they did it consistently. They did it from week to week. They're able to win a lot of football games and win a championship. So, we have a ways to go in doing that, but we do look forward to the challenge every week, going out and proving that, you know, that we are very good, both in the front end and in the back end.
We want records, though, Doug. We want to set records around here.
I just want to win games. I try to explain that all the time. You know, they're talking about numbers and this. And, you know, if the numbers equate to us winning, you know, that's the one thing that we're focused on. I think that, you know, a lot is going on about the sacks, and I just always want to make sure that everyone understands that, you know, that's a credit to everyone. Like I said before, if you can't cover people, you're not going to create sacks, you know, especially in the National Football League. So, you know, credit to the guys up front, you know, being able to win at a decent rate, but credit the guys in the back end that are able to cover for the period of time that they're doing, and it really does work hand in hand. I know that looking at our last game specifically, you know, we figured that we had, you know, five coverage sacks and five sacks, you know, from our defensive line, and I think that's a great example of the rush and coverage working hand in hand. And I just want to make sure that the defensive backs and the linebackers, you know, are getting the credit that they deserve. And you can see that when you talk to a guy like Calais Campbell.
Where's your bye week spent?
Working on trying to, you know, figure out a way without the timeline. And so, in other words, during the week, during the season, everything's on a timeline. Like, you know, base offense and defense have to be done at this time. Red zone's done at this time. This is done at this time. You got the radio show at this time, which was, you know, you have, you know, post-practice media. You have the practice schedule. You have your team. You have, you know, everything's set on a time. The bye week just gives you a chance to sit back and say, okay, listen, you know, I can look at this in a different light, look at it as a whole, look at it to see how it's going to get ourselves better, how to put us in a better position without that strain of, you know, hey, you got a game, you have to have this done by this time, this done by this time. So it's a little bit more of a relaxed atmosphere. It's always better coming off of a win, obviously, because, you know, you have a pretty good taste in your mouth. You're chomping at the bit. You want to get back out there. But we know that we can do things right now that's going to help us with the nine games that we have left.
Appreciate the time. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll see you when the Jags host the Bengals next week.
Great. Thank you, JP.
Head coach Doug Marrone earlier this week, the bye coming in week 8 this year, about as close to the midway point as you could expect here. So good time to refresh, recharge the batteries, find out what you're doing well, what you're not doing well, and try to regroup for the stretch run here.
Yeah, and it is a week of self-evaluation. Fundamental stuff, you know, for the limited amount of time that they do have the players, you know, but it's a good break. You know, it was interesting earlier this week, you know, talking to Calais Campbell on Monday night, Blake Bortles, and I asked him, I said, you know, for you guys personally, because I mean, I think every player is in a different mode. I said, what's better, the mental break or the physical break? And both of them said, you know, without hesitation, the mental break, because, you know, look, playing pro football is, you know, what Doug Marrone talked about, you know, that you had this schedule, this routine, you know, and it's got to be, you know, click, 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 click. Everything has to fall into place. And, you know, Blake Bortles also added, he said, look, it's going to be nice not to have to set an alarm clock for a couple days, you know, which is, you know, for quarterbacks and football players, I mean, it's early start, long day, you know, from treatment to rehab to lifting, meetings, practice. I mean, it's a full day, and they deserve the break, and I hope that Doug Marrone has given his staff some time off. The players have to have it from the collective bargaining agreement, but from – I don't know if there is a staff in the National Football League that has worked harder starting – you know, when they started to assemble the staff back in January. I don't think there's a staff in the NFL that has worked harder or has worked more hours than this Jaguars coaching staff.
A lot of weekends in the off season of guys here in the office.
They were working 6 days a week.
Yep.
You know, they worked on Saturdays, which typically the off season is a time for coaches to spend time with family. But, I mean, these guys, you know, the first year, they didn't want to miss a beat. They wanted to catch up and give them credit. It's paying dividends right now.
Let's come back, and a guy you just mentioned. Let's discuss Blake Bortles' game so far in the first 7 weeks. And can we expect a little more of what we saw last week from old number 5? This is the Doug Marrone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. John's counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career. Jags fans, your favorite bag boys are back in town. Don't miss out on loads of fun when Jaguars players make appearances at select Publix locations on November 14th to help bag your groceries on behalf of Tide. The Jaguars know even amateur-level athletes can get a professional-level stink, so they want you to use Tide Pods after your big game. Come out to Publix in the St. John's Town Center and at Reedy Branch off Bay Meadows Road on November 14th and purchase Tide Pods. You'll get a Jaguars reusable grocery bag and meet some Jaguars players. Hey Jags fans, this season it could be you that takes the field. Be there when the Jags hit Everbank Field on game day through the Everbank Take the Field sweepstakes. For each home game, one lucky fan will win two club tickets and pregame sideline access to be on the field as the Jags are introduced. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/take the field today. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 12/5/17. For official rules and complete details, visit everbank.com/take the field. Sponsor Everbank, a division of TIAA FSB. Who is the Jaguars' MVP? At Mellow Mushroom, it all depends on their favorite ingredients. This season, six Jaguar stars will customize their own specialty pizza to be featured on the menu at Mellow Mushroom locations in Jacksonville. A percentage of each pizza sold will benefit a charity of the player's choice. Calais Campbell and Telvin Smith pizzas are already available for order. Which Jaguar will create the most valuable pizza? Visit Mellow Mushroom this season and vote with your taste buds for who you think is the winner. Go to mellowmushroom.com for locations near you.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. The Doug Marrone Show continues right now.
We continue. JP Shadrick, Jeff Logland, bi-week edition of the Doug Marrone Show. We just heard from the Jaguars head coach as the Jags take a week. Why not?
And we heard from J.P. Shadrick wanted to draw comparisons of this defense with the 84
not me,
Bears.
First of all, no. I know better than that. That 84 Bears team, of course, the 85 team won the Super Bowl shuffle and all that stuff. Everybody remembers that football team. Great football team.
And that was the year that they, you know, look, when you're talking about greatness, you got to win Super Bowls and championships to be into the category of greatness. And that's why we don't remember the 84 Bears. Mm-hmm. We remember the 85 Bears, even though the defense in 84 was just about as good or as good, if not better, in 84 than it was in 85. But from a point allowed standpoint, I think 85 was better. From a sack standpoint, I think 84 was better.
Yeah, it was.
But, you know, just real quick, I mean, some of the players that they had on that roster, I mean, Dan Hampton, when you have a nickname called Danimal, you're a really good player.
He had 11 and a half sacks.
That's what his nickname was. Yeah. Danimal. Steve McMichael, Richard Dent. We're talking Hall of Famers here. Listen, Mike Singletary.
Yeah, Dent had 17 and a half sacks that year. McMichael had 10. Hampton had 11 and a half. I mean, that's just to lead the way there.
And some interesting names on that 84 Bears roster, just from a – did you know? I mean, Mike Singletary, everybody knows, and he was a head coach in the league, you know, head coach of the 49ers. Leslie Frazier was on that 84 Bears team. He was been a coach in the National Football League for a long time.
He was a corner.
Jeff Fisher was a returner and a defensive back for that 84 Bears team. Obviously, longtime coach for the Rams and also the Oilers Titans. But, you know, I think when you start talking about and comparing this Jaguars defense with other great defenses because of some of the things that they're doing, now you're starting to enter into a different realm that this team has never had to deal with, which is people talking about you and wanting to talk to you and talk about how good you are. And so the challenge for this football team and this defense is to continue to do the things that they have been doing that has gotten them four wins out of seven opportunities and continue to get better and continue to work to where in the next seven opportunities, instead of four, maybe you get five, you know? So, and that's not an easy thing to do because when you got people, you know, for example, Monday night, we do television show.
Yeah.
Calais Campbell, Blake Bortles. And when Calais walks in this past week, okay, he had a phenomenal performance. He's now at 10 sacks, yeah, leading the league.
Sure.
He has literally a standing ovation like he's a rock star. Okay, Blake Bortles walks in, standing ovation rock star status.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? A couple weeks ago, there wasn't any of that. You know, so this is something different. The environment's a little bit different, and it's a challenge for this football team. You know, when you talk about dealing with failure, you also have to deal with success, and that's a challenge for this football team.
We'll mention Blake Bortles when we return. He had a huge game last week, 330 yards, led the way offensively for this Jaguars group in the win over Indianapolis. This is the Doug Marrone Show on Jaguars Radio.
This is Tony Baselli. With four drivers in my house, and two of them being teenage boys, my car insurance is one of the biggest pains in my pocketbook. After hearing about Geico for years, I finally made a call to a local Geico agent to get a quote. Wow, was I impressed. Not only did they save me a bunch of money on my insurance every month, but the process was quick and easy, and the agent I worked with, Margaret, treated me like family. I can't tell you how happy I am I made that call to a local Geico agent. Geico, saving people on car insurance for over 75 years.
Holding, number 79, defense, first down. I'm also holding a party tonight.
Great call by the official. Looks like we've got another flag on the field.
Holding, a Pepsi. Necessary refreshment.
Hey, Ted, bring some of that Pepsi to my party.
Pepsi and the NFL. Welcome to the Fun Doesn't End Zone.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Get your game on with Konica Minolta. Let us reshape and revolutionize your workplace of the future with our innovative ideas and solutions. No matter what size your business is, we'll coach you to enhance your productivity and bottom line. Visit us at reshapework.com. Add Konica Minolta to your team for the most productive season ever.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. The Doug Marrone Show continues right now.
JP Chadwick, Jeff Loggeman, the Doug Marrone Show continues on the bye week. The Jags 4-3. They'll get the Cincinnati Bengals next week at Everbank Field. Five of the next seven here at Everbank. That's what happens sometimes. It's going to be real nice if we can go win those football games. That's been a bit of an issue, but it's been an issue everywhere, not just Everbank Field for this team. Blake Bortles last week, 330 yards. It was a week where the Jags offense, as we heard Doug Marrone say earlier, that they were trying to find some way around the loaded boxes on defense and push the ball down the field a bit. And they did that. And a lot of catch and run last week, but they got it done in the passing game.
Well, they did, and I think it first started with the coaches calling plays that allowed them to do that. And last week, after the Rams game, I was somewhat critical of the coaching staff because, the Rams came out and they played a four defensive linemen, four linebacker set,
sure,
which, Doug Marrone called it a 6-2, which is, similar to a goal line defense. And the Jaguars continued to want to try to run the football.
Didn't have an answer for it.
And, look, as a coaching staff, the game is about matchups. And when they're going to play you with that style of defense, they have to play a small number of coverages behind it. And those coverages are cover zero and cover one for the most part. And you got an opportunity to let somebody on the outside win a one-on-one opportunity. And look, the coaches, I thought, didn't do a very good job against the Rams. I thought that, when you see that, you've got to react to it and you've got to, okay, if they're going to play us that way, you know, let's go ahead and open it up a little bit. And they didn't do that. And then I think that they watched the film and they did a little self-analysis and said, boy, we really didn't do a very good job there. And so they come out against Indianapolis, and then they say, okay, look, from the get-go, we're going to be aggressive, play action stuff. So the things that we saw against Indianapolis, I wish we would have saw that against the Rams. I think they would have had a better opportunity. I'm not saying they would have won, but I think they would have had a better opportunity to win if they were as aggressive in the Rams game as they were in the Indianapolis Colts game. And you wonder, just not having Leonard Fournette, did that make them change their mind?
We got to find something else, boys.
Right. So, but you know, even if you have a great back, you still have to be able to be an NFL pro offense. You've got to be able to do both. You got to throw it and you've got to run it. So it's going to be interesting going forward. Okay, what will the approach be? And I think it will change from week to week. Mm-hmm. But you also have to have that element of trying to push the ball down the field, because teams are going to still try to put, you know, eight guys or nine guys in the box, and there are going to be opportunities down the field. But, you know, great job. I thought that that was Blake's best game, you know, because if you look at it from a turnover standpoint, the Baltimore game, they had takeaways.
That's right.
So the defense helped the offense out, giving them more opportunities. Well, look, the defense didn't get a takeaway against Indianapolis. The offense actually gave the ball away two times. Mm-hmm. And they came out of the gate fast. They scored on their first four possessions. They had an explosive play on actually the first five possessions. The fifth possession is where they had the sack strip caused fumble that Henry Anderson got on Blake Bortles. Mm-hmm. You know, so kudos to the offense for generating their own success on their own. And a defense, look, if you give them a lead, you know, I'm not saying that this is what they are, but if they're playing the front runner style, very well. And a front-runner style means that when you get a lead, they're really good.
You can say they're good, Lux, if you want.
Well, I mean, say when they get a lead.
Yeah.
And so the challenge for the defense is to be good even when they don't have a lead.
Yeah.
But, look, you know, I think the offense realizes the importance of starting fast now, because you know what? You give this defense some points, forces the opponent to do some things they maybe not want to do, and it plays to the strength of this Jaguars defense, which is rush and cover.
Let's get into some skill guys when we come back. Could there be some new faces for the Jags coming off the injury list when we
might be
get back after the bye? This is the Doug Marone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Yuengling became America's oldest brewery by staying true to the values it was founded on way back in 1829. Hard work, perseverance, and earning respect. We're still here today because we brew Amber Gold that tastes the way beer is supposed to taste. Yuengling Traditional Lager, from America's oldest brewery. Respect. It's earned. D.G. Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Please drink responsibly.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Jags fans, your favorite bag boys are back in town. Don't miss out on loads of fun when Jaguars players make appearances at select Publix locations on November 14th to help bag your groceries on behalf of Tide. The Jaguars know even amateur-level athletes can get a professional-level stink, so they want you to use Tide Pods after your big game. Come out to Publix in the St. John's Town Center and at Reedy Branch off Bay Meadows Road on November 14th and purchase Tide Pods. You'll get a Jaguars reusable grocery bag and meet some Jaguars players.
Hi folks, Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town. That's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at 6 different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's. And remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
Hi, I'm Jacksonville Jaguars General Manager Dave Caldwell. Did you know you can ride your bike to every Jaguars home game and valet park it for free? Stop by our bicycle check-in tent sponsored by Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow, near Gate 1 at Everbank Field. An on-duty Zen Cog bike professional will park your bike and ensure it's secure during the game. When the game is over, return your claim ticket to pick up your bike. For cycling safety tips, visit alerttodayflorida.com. Remember, Alert Today, Alive Tomorrow. Because safety doesn't happen by accident. Go Jags.
Lauren Brooks here from Helmets and Heels. It's that time of the year.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
This season, Dream Printers Homes is again giving you a shot to win your dream home. That's right, if the Jaguars return a punt for a touchdown at Everbank Field, one lucky family will have the chance to win $100,000 towards a Dream Finders home. This year, it can be you. Visit a Dream Finders Homes model home today to register for the Take It to the House promotion. Dream Finders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Doug Marone Show continues. JP Shadrick, Jeff Logman, bye-week edition of the Doug Marone Show. Jags at 4-3 at the bye. They'll get the Bengals at home next week in week 9. You know, there might be some faces on this team when the next time they roll out here at Everbank Field. We haven't seen. D.D. Westbrook is scheduled to be available at least. Is he healthy enough to play? And how effective would he be if he plays is a question. He's a rookie, of course, hasn't played early in the season, had a great preseason. Some question marks there about that. So, but we could see some D.D. Westbrook, maybe.
Well, I mean, he was electric in the preseason. You could tell in the preseason that the coaching staff didn't completely trust him yet. And, you know, he's coming back from an injury, you know, core muscle injury. Mm-hmm. You know, so where's he going to be at? I mean, you know, you don't know. You know, you're coming back from an injury, number one. Number two, you haven't played in any NFL real games. And it's been a long time since you actually played, you know, and practiced. So my expectations aren't very high. I'm talking right out of the gate, but I think, you know, in a couple weeks, I think my expectations start to move up because, you know, the one thing that the Jaguars are offensively are seeing is that cover zero and that cover one. And so that means that there's going to be one-on-one opportunities for D.D. Westbrook, mm-hmm. which D.D. Westbrook is fast, he's quick, and he's really good after the catch. You know, so with those traits, I mean, you can't help but think that a guy like that at some point can help you. But my expectation for right away, I'm not saying that it can happen. I'm just saying that the likelihood of it happening right away, it's very high.
You'd like to hope Leonard Fournette is somewhere with his ice, ankle in an ice bucket right now.
Well, where's he at? You know, where's he going to be at after the bye? Where is Cam Robinson going to be at after the bye? Where is Brandon Linder going to be at after the bye? I mean, you're talking about, you know, core starters here, you know, and the more good players that you can get back. And look, this football team has been very fortunate when it comes to injuries so far this season. You know, the only season-ending injury that they had was Allen Robinson in the first game, and it was a big loss. Let me say that. It was a big loss. But, you know, for the most part, this team has been pretty fortunate when it comes to injuries.
Yeah, last we heard on Robinson, it was a sprained ankle. Not sure the severity. We'll see what happens. A week down, he never missed a game at Alabama.
Well, look, he's –
remember
he,
this.
Yeah.
And he had a high ankle sprain there, if that ends up being what it is. And it was into a bye week, just kind of like this.
Tough,
and he
tough
played
guy.
The week after that.
Tough
yeah.
guy. You know, the thing I think that, you know, you get concerned about is that, you know, he was on the ground for a while.
Yeah.
And then when he left the field, he was, I don't want to say carried off, but he didn't put any weight on that left ankle mm-hmm. or right ankle, whichever one it
left.
Was.
Yeah. Hey, let's come back and get into some bye week stuff here, the schedule ahead for the Jags, and we'll wrap it up. This is the Doug Marone Show on Jaguars Radio.
We are a tradition in Jacksonville for the past 29 years.
We are a team of surgeons, optometrists, and hearing specialists.
We are the leader in cataracts, dry eye treatment, and total eye care.
We are recognized for our certified surgery center.
We are the chosen eye care center in Jacksonville to offer the new TruTear device for dry eye treatment.
We are Bowden Eye and Associates, and we are focused on you.
Bowden Eye and Associates, official eye care provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
If you're enrolled in one or more of JEA's billing and payment programs, we'd like to say thanks. With the JEA Power of Thanks giveaway, it's in your power to win. If you're enrolled in JEA My Budget, AutoPay, or eBill by November 30th, we'll enter you to win your choice of a Jaguars ticket package or a $500 Amazon gift card. If you haven't already, sign up and be entered into the JEA Power of Thanks giveaway. Just visit jea.com/giveaway to enroll. JEA, building community, a much appreciated community.
At Stein Mart, we love all the seasons, but football season may be our favorite, and we know our fellow Jaguars fans will agree. Whether you're looking for something for game day or every day, we have the brands you know at prices you'll love. We're honored to be a hometown company with 6 convenient locations in Jacksonville and proud to support our Jaguars. Visit us in-store or online at steinmart.com. Stein Mart, saving is a beautiful thing.
Don't miss Brand New, live in concert, Friday, October 27th at Daly's Place. This is the perfect kickoff to the Florida-Georgia game weekend. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Brand New, live in concert, Friday, October 27th at Daly's Place.
How do you become the best-selling SUV? You make it safe with driver assist technology. You make it smart with a hands-free liftgate. You make it for game day and every day. Helping you win at life, that's Ford, the number one SUV lineup in the U.S. over the last 27 years. See for yourself at your local Ford dealer.
Based on 1990 through 2016 SUV cumulative sales total by manufacturer.
Jaguars fans, Republic Services is now hiring CDL drivers in Duval and St. Johns counties. With Republic Services, new drivers receive a $1,500 sign-on bonus and competitive benefits. Over 50% of managers in Northeast Florida started their careers as drivers. You can build your career too. Join the Republic Services team and make a positive impact on your community and the environment today. Visit republicservices.jobs for more information and to apply. Republic Services is a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Wear the star. Drive your career.
Welcome back to the HananiahAutos.com studio. The Doug Marrone Show continues right now.
Final moments of the Doug Marrone Show on the bye week. J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Lagerman. We heard from head coach Doug Marrone a little earlier tonight. For those in our flagship station, 1010XL in Jacksonville, stick around. Jaguars Thursday is coming up. Tony Boselli is in Baltimore, I believe, tonight for Thursday Night Football. We'll hear from...
Not a very good football game, by the way,
no?
Tonight.
Dolphins, Ravens?
Yeah, it's not a very good game.
Dolphins have won a couple of thrillers lately, right?
Yeah, you know, look, they've got, I think, Matt Moore playing quarterback for them tonight. Yeah. The Ravens, you know, came out of the gate, got 10 takeaways in the first two games, mm-hmm. and defensively they've fallen apart. Joe Flacco's not playing well. You know, it's not the Ravens of, you know, a few years ago. And the Miami Dolphins are not getting very good quarterback play out of Jay Cutler, and now he's out. I think he's got broken ribs or something. You know, so I enjoy watching NFL games, but this is not one of the ones at the top of the list as far as matchups go this week.
Okay, fair enough. So as a player, what did you do during the bye week? Get the hell out away from
me? Well, it just depended on, you know, where you were at physically. You know, because sometimes you were, you know, rehabbing. You weren't ever strained very far away because you were trying to get as much treatment as possible on various injuries. Mm-hmm. You know, for the guys that are fairly healthy, you know, to get away and do something that you've got a passion about besides football, you know, whether it be, you know, going to the beach or going, you know, fishing or going to the woods. I mean, whatever guys enjoy, you know, just to take that mental break, it's good because it kind of recharges the batteries. But you don't ever want to get away so much that you just let your body kind of, you know,
get away
fall
well,
apart
right?
and let your body get away. You know, you still want to maintain a workout regime in the bye week. It's an opportunity to strengthen some areas. You do your rehab. You get your treatments. You still want to get your rest. You still want to eat right. You know, so those are things that, you know, the better you take care of yourself during the week, the better you are coming out of it.
Don't be hammering chicken wings all week.
Yeah, you don't want to go down to South Beach and you know, and drink beer for, you know, for 5 days.
Well, maybe you do want to.
Well, you
but
do.
You better not do
well,
it.
Well, you might want to do that, but you don't want to do that.
Good idea. So the Jags get the Bengals coming up at home, back-to-back home games, two on the road, and then three at home after that. I mean, this is the meat of the schedule now. And
well, and
the
a good opportunity here now. I mean, look, the Bengals are not playing good football. Andy Dalton is struggling. You know, I watched their game last week to where at the end of the ball game, he's throwing it away on like a fourth and two. And as a quarterback, and if you know anything about football, give yourself an opportunity there. Just an example of how poorly he is playing. So it's an opportunity to beat what has been a good football team in the Bengals. And then the week after that, the Chargers, and they're kind of on a roll now.
Sure. They sure are. Bengals have the Colts this week in Cincinnati. Our thanks to head coach Doug Marrone for his time earlier this week. For Jeff Logman, Ashton Sullivan, Joe Fortunato, I'm JP Shadrick. This is the Doug Marrone Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.